Listening Library presents Given to the Sea by Mindy McGinnis. Read for you by Monica Felice Smith, Robbie Damond, Alex McKenna, and Sunil Malhotra. Chapter 1. Kosa. It is in my blood. It is in my bone. It is in my brain. One day my body will betray me, dancing into the sea. My mind a passenger only. The water will close over my head and I will drown, my death bringing a reprieve for those who are not me. This is what I've been born and bred for. The food passing into my mouth, the clothes covering my body, every breath I draw. These are smaller offerings, each a promise that I will endure, bear my own cursed daughter, and then succumb. How that will happen, I do not know. My mother suffered the touch of another at least once, long enough to fulfill her duties and bring me about. I know it was badly done. I see it in the faces of my keepers, these people who care for me without caring. I hear the small things in their voices. They worry I will not be pleasing to the sea, that my mother and her chosen mate created something less than perfect. I understand their concern, but cannot share it. Why should I care if the tides rise again, if I am only a corpse riding the waves? To live aware of your own doom is no easy thing. I spend my days at lessons, my body fulfilling the expected duties, though my mind is elsewhere. The keepers are worried that I have not prepared well, have not set my face in the appropriate response.